This is David Manana, and you run a program in Southern Sudan, is that correct?
That's right. I teach in a school known as National Health Training Institute. It's a bit all right, and it trains clinical officers, mid and just midwives, plus enrolled midwives, so two kinds of midwives.
And you should teach midwives and clinical officers.
That's right.
How old is the clinical officer program?
Right now, it is 16 years.
16 years?
Yes, it was established in 1998, so I know it is now 16 years.
Wow. Tell me how the clinical officer program started in Southern Sudan.
It started out of need to train middle-level health workers. By then, the South Sudan was at war with the Khartoum government led by the Arabs. And the war had destroyed all the infrastructure in the South. Social services had collapsed. So, by then, the government, which was actually in exile at that time, thought of a way of training middle-class workers who can offer frontline health services like clinical services and preventive health care. And then they looked around for models of what type of cadres developed, and they put this idea from East Africa where clinical training had already been established.
Are you from Uganda?
Actually, yes. I come from Uganda just like Mr. James. I used to teach there under him actually before I followed him in South Sudan. So the way we train the helicopters here is actually similar to the way they are trained in Uganda and Kenya.
How long is the program?
It's 3 years. Actually, 3 calendar years. So 3 academic years.
How many clinical officers have you trained so far? Tell me about the progress of training the clinical associate.
Actually, from the time the school was established, we have trained 453 clinical officers at the moment in this school alone.
How many schools are there in Sudan, Southern Sudan?
Now there are two schools training clinical officers at the moment, but the one I'm teaching in is the oldest. The other one is about 4 years old now.
How old is your school?
This school is 16 years, but the other one is about 4 years old.
4 years. And tell me, where do clinical officers work in Southern Sudan? Do they work in hospitals? Do they work in clinics? Tell me about their use in the healthcare system.
Actually, they are trained in such a way, because they do clinical medicine and public health, that one makes them well equipped to work in health centers, hospitals, at the district level, and even at regional level, and at national level. They fit everywhere.
What's the training like? Is it classroom training, or do you do lots of clinical work? Do you do problem-based learning like we do here in South Africa? Tell me a little bit about the training of the clinical officer in Southern Sudan.
The curriculum is arranged in such a way that almost half of the time they cover in the classroom and half in the practical area. And for our school in particular, we go beyond our classroom and the third year and expose them to work for 1 month, practice in a health center, which is very equipped, and another 2 months in a hospital, which is better equipped than the one we use. And after qualifying, after 3 years, they do internship for 1 calendar year. Polish up their school, their skills. in the classroom teaching. We also do some skills, the skills lab within the school. And then the rest of the teaching, like this morning, when you call, I was teaching them from the pediatric ward of our hospital here.
What kind of activities do the clinical officers do? Do they do surgery? Do they see patients? Tell me a little bit about what they do professionally.
It's basically clinical problem solving, which leads to a diagnosis. So they are taught how to do a comprehensive history taking, comprehensive history examination, and do a minor laboratory investigations, and also minor surgeries like eye and knees and neurophys, tooth extractions. All those are done in such a way that whenever they go, they can only refer complicated major surgeries, but the minor ones, they are trained to do them.
Do clinical officers receive a lot of support from the government?
Actually, the school we are running is a government school, but because the government of South Sudan is still so weak economically, AMREF, African Medical Research Foundation, has been supporting the school from the time it was established up to now. So it's a government school, but supported by NGOs in funding and other logistics.
I presume that there's more clinical officers than doctors working in Southern Sudan. Can you talk a little bit about how clinical officers, what presence they have in terms of the healthcare system? Are they more numerous than doctors?
Actually, in terms of numbers, doctors are so few. It's estimated the one doctor is responsible for over 100,000 people. And it's clinical officers actually who do most of the curative services, offer most of the curative services.
Does the Department of Health or the government want to get a certain number of clinical officers out into the workforce? What is their vision?
Actually, it is estimated that the government needs over 5,000 clinical officers at the moment. But I've just told you that since the school started, we have trained actually less than 500. So we think I've only produced less than 10% of what is required. And at this current rate, it's estimated that if other schools are not opening, then it might take about 6 years to train enough clinical officers for the need on the ground.
So you've trained 500 so far. The goal is 5,000. How many are you training a year?
In a year, we qualify maximum 50.
50.
But last year we had the biggest number qualifying, that of 51. But the current number in class is only 38. Some didn't come back because of the war in Madagascar. South Sudan has been like insurgency and security. So if all qualify, we have 37 at the moment in our school. Qualified students. Come again. So you're asking how we recruit them.
Yes.
The government makes adverts and interviews those who qualify to come or who are selected according to criteria of
Does the government recruit people that finish high school? Like what do you need to enter clinical officer school?
Now, what we need, according to the curriculum, we recommend that somebody should have finished ordinary level certificate, that is senior 4. I don't know whether you understand that in terms of where you come from, but you should have finished ordinary level school certificate. That is senior 4 in East Africa, or senior 3, because here in my Sudan system, the secondary school level is only 3 years, but in East Africa it's 4 years. So that's the minimum. And we also give opportunity to people who have been in other medical professions like nurses or midwives at certificate level who come upgrade because it's a diploma program. So these ones are also eligible to apply and be considered.
How old are the students when they start, when they finish high school? Are they 18 years old when they enter the program?
Actually, 18 as the minimum, because we have here people who come when you die, 22, 25, and those who come when they already have been serving as nurses, some come even when they are 50 years, some are older than me.
Tell me some of the challenges that clinical officers face. Tell me some of the challenges that you face working in Southern Sudan.
Now, South Sudan, for the over two decades they were at war, every form of infrastructure was bombed and destroyed. So we have one of the worst roads on earth, so that even if a distance of 200 kilometers you travel the whole day before you reach, there's a scarcity of special services and goods, so it makes everything very expensive. It's a short distance, which is supposed to be 2 hours elsewhere. Here, you travel the whole day and pay 3 times the fare you spend in South Africa. So there's also shortage of essential goods, and when it comes to medical services, of course, essential drugs are not available, and if they're available, they're very expensive. So you spend like 3 times what you're supposed to spend elsewhere here in the country. And so when the officers also qualify, there's actually a shortage of drugs, shortage of equipment, even buildings. Some of them are built in the 60s and the 50s. They need the innovation, it is not there. What you take for granted elsewhere, like electricity, is not automatic in some places. In fact, in the Maridi, we are lucky to have electricity for 18 hours. Sometimes even our captain, Juba, doesn't have that. So everything is in shortage. Everything needs to be built again or repaired again. You need to come around actually. But you see, when I talk like this, it looks like an next generation, but when you come around is when you see what I mean. So phone can even tell you personal experience here because you struggle with him here.
I would love to see it.
Infrastructure is horrible. Yes, we need to.
Tell me about the hospitals and the facilities. Do you have equipment? Do you have ultrasound machines? Do you have very basic things? What kind of equipment do you have in the hospital?
Hospital, we have just the basic equipment. If you come to terms of diagnostics, you may have a few stethoscopes and a few different machines. But for example, the whole hospital doesn't have an X-ray machine, doesn't have an ultrasound machine. When you go to the theater, you don't have the modern operating theater that you can talk about. Even basic sterilization equipment like autoclaves are not there. So that's the sort of environment under which we are working. We want water, running water. We don't have running water in every ward. So these are some of the companies that are to work. And when it comes to short manpower, we have only 2 doctors. So you can imagine how 2 doctors can run a hospital and a few clinical officers in the hospital. And this is characteristic of most of the hospitals. So the shortage of manpower, shortage of material, shortage of equipment, that's the circumstances under which we work. That's why you see, I'm supposed to teach in the classroom, but when it comes to clinical rotation, I leave the classroom and I go and teach in the hospital. That is a circumstance under which we work.
It sounds really difficult.
Yeah, it is, but we are doing our best.
What kind of illnesses do clinical officers generally see in their practice?
Now, when they're practicing, I'd like to tell you that they see many, but the commonest are the tropical illness, tropical diseases like malaria, pneumonia, diarrheal diseases, meningitis. Then, of course, complications like anemia that come because of severe malaria. Tuberculosis is on the rise here. HIV/AIDS is on the rise. So, these are from about some of the topmost commonest causes of disease here in South Sudan. In some places, you may have trichinosomiasis on the rise because the areas which are infested with Yersinia flies. In some places, onchocerciasis is a problem because of places of the Smolian flies that's great illness. That places the scholars because of sand flies infested areas. So generally the technical diseases that you might have read about, which are the common here. But the malaria tops the list.
So you said that HIV is on the rise. How many years have you seen that go up?
Actually, right now, it's been about 30% of all our patients have HIV-related conditions right now. So it's actually on the rise. The preventive measures have not been taken seriously by the citizens, although there are some campaigns, of course, all hampered by the same factors that affect every other service.
Do you have medications for HIV? Does Sudan have access to HIV medication?
Yeah, there are, but not enough for all those who are eligible to have them. I want to tell you that the health sector is supported by NGO. Almost 99% supported by NGO. So you can only provide as much as what the NGOs are providing. The government doesn't have capacity to support everything. So most of the things are being done by NGOs.
I don't know if I asked you this, but where do the clinical officers work? Do they work in the hospital? Do they work in rural clinics? Where do they end up practicing?
Everywhere. They're in health centers, small health centers, they're in big health centers, they're in small hospitals, and the biggest hospital, right? You find them at all levels. You have what you call IAM health centers. Have county hospitals, find the clinical officers there. You have state hospitals, and even at national level, they are everywhere, and they fit in.
Are they well accepted by the hospital staff?
That's right.
So the doctors don't feel threatened by them; they work with them.
Actually, they help the doctors a lot because first of all, doctors are very few. So most of the clinical work is done by the clinical officer. I'm just trying to alert you that I'm not sure how much airtime is left on the phone.
Okay. Tell me, what's the biggest message you want us to know about Sudan?
Now, the South Sudanese government, I would advise them strongly to open more training schools. More training schools to train clinical officers, midwives, nurses, and other allied health professionals. The message again is to actually revive Cuba University, which is the only university training doctors, that there's a problem there. They're supposed to operate and invest as much as possible in the health infrastructure. Open more health centers which can provide the most needed curative and preventive services, and then have to keep the few hospitals that are available and equip them with manpower. Because at the moment, they don't have enough, and the few who are there are suffering burnout because they are overworked. So the message is train more, equip more, and have to get the available facilities.
That's a great message. Thank you so much, David.
You're welcome, Dr. Marie. Good to hear you, and I'm glad that you've been successful.